The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This particular reading, this particular Gospel from John, is very well known to most of us, to all of us, I would say, because you know this is the saying about the mustard seed, you know, the seed that needs to fall in the ground and dies for it to give much fruit. Now, just a superficial reading of this pericope reminds us that it does make sense. You know, those of us who had done a little gardening, you know, you put a seed in the ground and it decays, and then it germinates and it becomes a full-grown plant, and later on will give fruit. And so it does make sense. And the Lord is saying that we must follow that same pattern. But previous to this particular pericope, we also need to understand the context. You see, it was the great festival in Jerusalem, and there's a lot of people coming for the pilgrimage to the temple. And part of this crowd that came down for the pilgrimage, were some Greeks. Strange to see Greeks in Jerusalem. They're foreigners. Well, probably, you know, they must be convert to Judaism, and so they're doing the traditions of the Jewish faith. And so these Greeks, and when they were in Jerusalem, they found Philippus, a Greek name, and Andreas. So they approached them, and they said, "We want to see Jesus." That was the request. "We want to see Jesus." And when they were taken to Jesus and they saw Jesus, this was the answer. Strange. "We want to see Jesus." And then when they were before Jesus, Jesus told them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies." You know, what about hello? Welcome. No, they want to see Jesus. This was given to them. Well, it's very clear. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to see Jesus, we must see Jesus in his essence, in the light of his mission. Jesus makes sense when we look at what his life is all about. And his life is really that. The image on the cross. That's the ultimate self-giving. That's what he's saying here. He's on the eve, on the verge of his passion, his death, and eventual resurrection. And so what he's saying is, "You want to see me? Well, here. My life, the Jesus that you're looking for is all about this. Giving your life away so that others may live. I am the seed that will be thrown into the ground and will sprout to give life." You know, just reflecting on that. The seed that falls to the ground. We see that actually happening in the Passion. Jesus fell 3 times on the ground. And then finally he was crucified, and then came forth the church. If you want to see Jesus, we must behold him in his fullness at the very heart of what his life is all about. You and I are the men and women who long to see Jesus. That's why we're here every day. That's why we would like to follow the teachings of the church. We are the men and women who want to see Jesus. And here, Jesus is welcoming us. If you want to see me, be like the mustard seed. Because that seed is Christ. When we find ourselves preoccupied with, what about me? What's happening to me? What is this? What can I gain from this? We are not seeing Jesus. We are not apprehending what he's all about. Our life must be patterned after this, to give our lives away. Give. Because according to Jesus, if you hold on to your life, you will lose it. You know, like the sand, you grip the sand lightly, well, it will slip off your finger. And so the principle here is give your life away. And it makes sense because that's what Jesus is all about. We celebrate today St. Lawrence, and as I mentioned to you, he's a deacon of the church. Well, part of his duty is to take care of the poor. And so he would give provisions for the widows, the poor who had no provisions, and he will do that. And during the persecution of Emperor Valerian, he was arrested, and Valerian said, "Well, you have to surrender the treasures of the church." Well, he brought the emperor before a collection of the poor people, and he said, "This is the treasure of the church. The treasure of the church." We are called to live a life just like that, to give ourselves away in little ways and big ways. And we know that in doing that, we bear fruit, not only for the world, but for ourselves. But more than anything else, we become more and more like Christ that we see.